Now, the Defense Department is trying to make benefits administration simpler for reservists. Currently, service members in reserve ranks have more than 30 duty statuses to wade through to figure out what benefits they're entitled to. Often changes in orders lead to gaps in benefits. DOD has a new plan to simplify all of that and expand benefits also. More now from Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni.
For years, people in the Defense Department, on advisory boards, and in think tanks railed against the reserve status system. The Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission called it complex and said it aligned poorly with training and mission support requirements. The commission said the system fostered inconsistencies in compensation and budgeting. Not to mention, it caused disruptions in pay and benefits for reservists as they move from one status to another. There are 32 different duty statuses that comprise a wide array of tasks reservists complete. Reservists might get different benefits and pay when dealing with a state of emergency, training for a contingency, training at home, or mobilizing for a trip abroad. That's a sticky bureaucratic bog to wade through when you just want to know what your healthcare plan is or what your next paycheck will look like. But last month, DOD met with congressional leaders to present a plan that will cut the number of duty statuses to 4. Here's a conversation I had with Todd Weiler, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, about the proposed system compared to the current system.
The goal here was, one, to streamline that into something that's a little more user-friendly, if you will, for our service population, for our reservists, because they're the ones that are constantly having to struggle to figure out what their benefits are associated with the orders by which they have been activated. So that was one item. The other item is by streamlining we actually can create efficiencies in the way in which we conduct our business. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, by bringing the number of statuses down to a manageable number that's associated with different duties, we can then equalize the benefits across those duties. So, for example, survivor benefits would be the exact same across a certain duty area, or benefits regarding retirement would be exactly the same across a certain duty area, and not specifically tied to the statutory authority or the way in which we activated someone. The four major categories pretty much align to you're mobilized for a contingency operation, you're mobilized for, or you're activated for active duty other than contingency operation, you're doing what used to be called IDT duty, your normal drill duty, or the last category is basically approved studies.
So this would be more, I guess it would be more of an expansion of benefits probably as you continue to consolidate these statuses, right?
So, you know, when we started, that was a concern of some folks, is that this might be very expensive, because you would actually be increasing benefits for a lot of people. But as we got into it and really began the NUG work, we found out that in the vast majority of the cases, and we are talking about, you know, it's not just the 30-plus authorities by which we bring folks on. It's all of the associated benefits there, because each authority may have a different set of benefits. So you can imagine the matrix that was involved in this work. It was massive. And what we found out was that the vast majority of areas where we needed to create equity and benefits, it was very easy to do. There was very little or no cost at all. What this does is it creates equity. It takes these major 32 duty statuses and brings it down to 4 major categories. And creates equity among the benefits within each of those four categories.
There's 400 statutes that this kind of intersects and interweaves with. You know, how much of this can be changed through policy and executive decision, and how much is going to be needed from Congress and actual legislation?
Of the 400 statutes, that's obviously going to require congressional action.
Right.
So we will be working with Congress. Hopefully, obviously, this will be for the new team coming in, but there will be work with Congress, and this will you know, probably be a year-long process in addressing each of these 400 statutes. But within the department, there are also, in addition to that 400, there's about 100 different policies and directives that will need to be adjusted within the department. So my guess is that as this moves forward, what you will see and what folks in the field will experience is we will try to align authorities by which we bring reservists on duty in such a way that we can create as much equity as possible with benefits in the current system. And so you will run the current system while you're building the new system, and they'll kind of run, you know, together for a period of time, which is the way the department does most, you know, major initiatives, is that you want to make sure you don't just flip a switch and figure out you broke something. So my guess is that this will be a multi-year implementation to get us finally down to four major categories, which will greatly streamline not only how we access our reserve components, but create equity and benefits.
DoD is required to implement a new system by October of 2018. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Find this and all of our DoD coverage at FederalNewsRadio.com.